RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hey, Michelle, have you ever met anyone who's like made a huge change in their life and then it's just the hardest thing on the planet to hold on to it?
Oh, no question. Because, I mean, it's like winning the lottery, right? You win the lottery, you get all this money, and what happens? People blow through it because they don't know what it's like to have it, right? It's
and
just the same principle.
And it's just good changes in your life. We have with us today Michael Praeger. Michael, I've had the pleasure of knowing for quite some time. He's probably one of the most talented writers I've ever read, and I'm not being hyperbolic because I am a writer. So there you have it. He wrote an incredible new book called Sustainable You. And this really starts to answer the question. You know, you want to make change, but yeah, making change is one thing. Sustaining it's a whole different ball game. So, Michael, help us understand what that's all about and why you wrote the book.
Well, hi, Pam, and thanks for having me on. I think that the thing about change is that many people are unwilling to try because they've tried that before, and it didn't work, and it's not going to work this time, and I'm just stuck where I am, instead of being willing to just try something small, not even know where it's headed, just to make a change. And every time we change, to make a change, we are changed. And that may sound like, you know, one equal one, but I think it's something a lot of people miss. When I thought about where I might go in my weight loss journey, which is where this book comes from. If you had told me everything that I would end up doing in the name of my health, you know, 10 or 15 years ahead of time, I probably would have said, oh, I can't do that, and I don't want to do that, it's too much. But I didn't do that this time.
Luckily. Michael, yes. Could you tell everyone out there, just very briefly, your achievement with regard to how long, you know, what did you do, how long have you kept it off now?
Sure. I'm maintaining a 155-pound weight loss for 25 years. And I like to tell people that of those two numbers, 155 and 25, 25 is much bigger.
Wow, that's huge. Huge.
That is absolutely an extraordinary accomplishment. So you are a very credible person to write a book about sustaining change. And, you know, when you first talked to me about writing this book, I thought at first, you know, when you said sustainable you, would be all about the environment and, you know, global climate change or something, and because so many books out there on sustainability. I was just blown away by the fact that you wrote a book about sustaining change, no matter what it was, whether it was,
a healthcare thing. I think of it as being about how do we sustain ourselves.
Exactly.
I don't know, if you ask most people, they would have the reaction that you did. Sustainability, that's green, that's global, that's climate change, that's energy efficiency. And those are all important things. I'm not saying they're not. But my question is, what good is trying to sustain the planet if we're not trying to sustain ourselves? And the other part of that is that when I started focusing on how to sustain myself, which is a much broader issue than weight or any other part of my life, then the weight went away and stayed away, and a whole bunch of other things unfolded for me that I wouldn't even have planned. I wouldn't have had the imagination. You know, I didn't, part of my quote-unquote proof, I didn't have my first girlfriend until I was 36 years old. And that wasn't because I didn't want one, but I could not make it happen in my life. And once I also lost more than 130 pounds twice before I was 30 years old, but I gained it all back. So it wasn't just, I was focusing on a symptom and thinking it was going to solve the problem. And it wasn't until I started taking a broader look, and I want to make clear, I didn't figure this out. Well, I figured it out, I got to be 365 pounds. When I stopped trying to figure it out, and I started listening to other people, peers, professionals, clinicians, who had some credibility or deserved some credibility that maybe what they were saying maybe they knew more than what I knew, and maybe it was worthwhile to just do it instead of evaluating and taking the suggestions I liked and throwing away the rest.
Right. We all do that. We do, because we don't really want to see that change. I mean, we don't. We only want to hear about certain things, and then we're not amenable to the rest of it. So I know that you list 8 principles for sustainable change. Can you talk to us about those?
Sure. We have a limited time. I can't give you all 8. But they're pretty simple, and I think at least some of them are counterintuitive. For example, the first one is that it's all one thing. And what I mean by that is that we are part of a whole. Many of us, you know, in America, we invented the term the rugged individualist. But the fact is, any fair reading of the entire world, and I know that's that's a broad place to begin, but we are interconnected. We're interconnected among our family and friends, among all humankind, but also among all life on Earth. And when we, start looking at it where we fit in instead of we can do whatever we want, then we understand that we're part of a larger whole, many larger whole. Then we start having a different approach to how we're living our life, or at least that's what happened for me. The second one is it's never just one thing. So that sounds like I'm contradicting myself, but that was me just trying to create a little tension in a boring list. I find, T. Colin Campbell, a great writer on nutrition, coined this term nutritional reductionism. That, something is high fiber. So, when you would say something about a product, so that you could something healthy about a product, so you could imply that the whole product was healthy. That's how we come up with gluten-free brownie. Gluten-free brownies, if one has a gluten issue, is better than non-gluten-free brownies, but neither one of them is actually healthy. So when we try to come up with that one thing, it's high in fiber. Well, so sawdust. I mean, just that something is high in fiber doesn't make it good.
Exactly. Which happens to me, right?
And so when we take a look at the broader picture where we fit in and look at ourselves as part of a whole instead of I can do anything I want. Well, when I thought I could do anything I wanted, I was into my 30s, had never had a girlfriend, weighed more than 300 pounds. I was clueless. I was, check this one out, I was lonely. And I isolated myself a lot.
Of course. It
doesn't make any sense, but that's where I was stuck.
But it's also a vicious cycle.
It is.
It's a terrible. Everyone out there, I just want to make sure you know who we're talking with, and that is Michael Prager, Prager. He wrote an incredible book about his weight loss journey called A Fat Boy, Slim Man, which, by the way, was a bestseller. I think I read it in one night. It was so well written and just brilliant. And now he's written a new book called Sustainable You. And I really want to make sure that you all run out and grab this book. And you can do it by going to his website, Michael Prager. .com, Michael Prager, Prager.com, and the name of the book is Sustainable You. And learn more about Michael's work. He is a phenomenal writer, and I'm going to say that 900 more times because you are. You're very engaging, you're authentic, you're raw, and I think a lot of people can really relate with your journey, and they could also read about the other principles you wrote about in Sustainable You, because obviously we have limited time. So again, everyone, it's Michael Prager. The name of the book is Sustainable You, and the website is michaelprager.com. Michael, thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a health question that you want Dr. Peek and I to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.